Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Daily Pop. I am Justin Sylvester. Aaron and Morgan are out today, so I'm joined today by Scott Tweedy and Victor Cruz. We're kind of starting today with a little bit of heartbreaking news. Glee actress Naya Rivera is missing. Ventura County authorities have confirmed her 4-year-old son was found alone on a boat in Lake Piru yesterday. We're told Naya rented a boat with her son Josie around 1 p.m., and their boat was spotted drifting roughly 3 hours later by another boater. Now, Naya's son was alone and asleep on board.
Yeah, and authorities have said this is still very much a search and rescue mission. Naya was last seen swimming in the lake, and they've got their dive team looking and have been doing so by an aerial search, which isn't easy because of the visibility of the water in this area isn't clear. And also, it's been reported that there's been a few drownings in this lake as well. It's notorious for the undercurrents that happen in the lake.
Now, yeah. We know Naya was really close with her son. Naya last posted on social on July 7th, and she shared this photo of her and her son with the caption, "Just the two of us." And in her 2016 memoir, Sorry Not Sorry, she said, "He's, quote, my greatest success, and I will never do any better than him." This is a tough one for me, guys, because obviously, as you know, I have an 8-year-old daughter. And I can't even imagine her being in this situation and what, you know, she will go through in my family and just mentally what everybody's going through right now. And this is I really woke up on the wrong side of the bed with this one, you know, given the closeness with the family and just having a child in general.
Yeah. And, you know, just to imagine that kid being alone for all that time. And, you know, my mind always goes, you know, to what could have happened. Like, you know, what if he would have jumped in to try to find her, or what if somebody wouldn't have come, you know, to scoop him up? It just is a scary thought, and I feel really bad, and my prayers go out to her friends and her family and her son at this moment.
Absolutely. It's such a tragedy, and 3 hours is a long time for a 4-year-old to be on their own in a boat. So let's just hope every single minute right now is precious for all the search teams out there, and let's just hope that she is out there.
Yes, and as you know, Naya is best known as Santana Lopez on Glee.
Nobody is gonna rain on my parade.
Now, we're seeing a lot of outpour of love and prayers going out for Naya, and some of her former castmates have gone on social media to ask for prayers for Naya. Heather Morris posted, "We need all the prayers we can bring to our Naya, to get our Naya back home to us. We need your love and your light."
Yeah, Demi Lovato, who made a few guest appearances on Glee, also asked fans to pray that Naya is found safe and sound. This is yet another tragedy for the Glee cast. They've been through a lot through the past few years, and we are just all hoping that Naya is found soon.
This is 100%. So tough for that entire cast, losing, potentially losing another castmate. It's just unfortunate, and we're praying for the family, we're praying for the castmates, we're praying for everyone close and connected to Naya, that they find her hopefully safe and sound.
Yeah, let's keep our hopes up, and let's keep those prayers coming. Now, moving on to Meghan Markle. Her lawsuit against the Daily Mail for publishing a private letter to her dad is turning into a hot-ass mess, okay? Meghan sent out a statement claiming the Mail is threatening to publish the names of five friends who defended her in a People magazine article. I remember that article like it was yesterday. Now, the names have been kept confidential, and Meghan wants the court to stop this from happening. Now, the Mail says they're not planning to release the names, but there's also no reason to keep them a secret because they are key. They are key to the case. I love that the Mail is like kind of sort of dangling this carrot in her face. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, we're not gonna do this, but if we have to, we're gonna do it.
The option is there. Is anyone surprised by the Daily Mail acting like this? This is what the Daily Mail do best. And I hate to say this, and I know it is awful, and we don't want the names to come out, but we as the people, I know you, Justin, I know you, Victor, we want to know who these five are. We want to know how they're involved. And that's unfortunate, but the Daily Mail know that there's readers out there, there's clickbait out there, where we're going to click on that article. If it has guess who the five people are, you're going to click.
No, I'm clicking immediately. Like, you're definitely going to want to know who these five people are. I love her for defending them or trying to defend them, but we all know these names is going to get out there and they're going to come out regardless. So, I mean, Daily Mail, dangle that carrot, man, until somebody bites.
I don't really care about the names, to be completely honest. I don't even care about this lawsuit, and I'm kind of surprised because I used to be the person who would do things out of principle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I would stick to something until somebody admitted that they were wrong. I would probably lose money. I would lose friends over it. But for me, it was about the principle of it. And I just feel that Meghan is doing that right now. And instead of enjoying her first year of being free in the U.S. and trying to make Harry's life a little bit more easy, we're dragging out this lawsuit and it really doesn't matter. No one is going to get hurt if it goes or it doesn't go.
I feel like she's been fighting the tabloid since she's moved and since she started this new life with Harry, obviously. Do you think that she should just stop? Like, do you think she should just stop paying so much attention to the tabloids and the photos and the paparazzi and just kind of live her life?
But who's to say Harry? Who's to say Harry's not loving this? Who's to say that he's like, you know what? I've been locked up and I've had to respect all these outlets in the UK for so long. But right now we've got an opportunity. We're in court with them. Let's go hard. Let's give it all we've got because they have said so many things about myself, my family, my relationships over so many years. This is his one chance and it's still not Harry doing it, but it's his wife. And that's gotta be a nice feeling.
Okay, yeah, if I'm Harry, what I wanna do in the next 12 months is detach from my family, go through COVID-19, you know, not talk to my brother and my sister-in-law and take on the Daily Mail with my personal funds? That does not sound like somebody that I know. That's not the Harry I know. I know it. I know where Meghan is,
sure
but
Harry
I just
had a
wish she would drop
I'm sure
it.
Harry had a different plan for 2020, and it wasn't that.
Exactly, sure. Exactly. Now,
Harry's in Los Angeles. He's in Los Angeles up to his 15th cocktail making lesson right now. He's mastering everything. He's done a pina colada. He's done the margaritas. What's next? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's like, all I wanted was boba and jamba juice. And I'm just like sitting here talking to lawyers.
He's like, what's this sunshine? You got sunshine here in Los Angeles?
Like,
I love this.
Where's the overcast? Right? Like, there's no overcast right? here?
Now, you guys.
That's too good.
We have got to put up Meghan's statement again because I noticed something on it. You see that little HRH? At the top, like she was like HRH, the Duchess of Sussex. I thought she gave up her Royal Highness title at the end of March. I mean, why do you think why do you think she's still using it?
Well, that's when you want to put your, when you ever write like a scathing email, you want to make sure you put your title in there so they know who they're talking to. You know what I'm saying? HRH. You better talk to me nicely, okay, when you read this email. So, like, she wanted to make sure that they know what's up. Yeah, exactly.
It's the ultimate flex. Obviously, that they are having a battle with a very big corporation that has so many different publications. But to have the royals behind you, you want to let them know, if you want to come for us, I've still got the Queen's backing.
Uh-huh. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like when rappers say their names in every song and it's like, yo, I bought your album. I know who this is. Like, I just paid $14.99 for it. You ain't gotta tell me all the time. I just ultimately don't want it to backfire because if the royal family and Harry and Meghan aren't really talking right now, and the royal family comes out and says, HRH, excuse me? Excuse-y? Like, you're not, don't pull a Blac Chyna and use Kardashian when you didn't even get married.
Now, I don't think it's the royal family. I think it's the royal family's legal team. They're like, Jesus Christ. Do I have to?
That Kate knows exactly what's up. You guys, in just a few minutes, Amy Schumer will join us, and we are getting very personal, as you know I like to do. But up next, Kendra Wilkinson's got a brand new J-O-B. You will not believe what her new career is when we come up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It was so easy for me. I wasn't even really planning to be in a movie. I'm a TV host for Spanish TV Univision here in the United States. And I did give an award at the American Comedy Awards. And the producer of Big Travel, Barry Josephson, saw me and thought I was perfect for the role of Nina. And they called me and they asked me if I wanted to, you know, to do the castings. And I did. I immediately am like, of course. I had never studied acting. Now I am, because I really enjoyed working in Big Travel. And now I have that little warm inside of me that I want to do it. And I'm going to try.
This woman literally does not age. That was Sofia Vergara back in 2002 when she starred in her first movie, Big Trouble. Happy early birthday to her, because she is turning 48 tomorrow. Can you believe that?
Happy birthday.
And
she looks incredible.
To this day, she has the best ever celebrity reads mean tweets. Do you remember what she read out on Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes, yes.
So good, so
Someone
good.
Someone says, Sofia Vergara sounds like she has a D in her mouth. I hate hearing her talk. And she goes, what's wrong with having a D in your mouth?
I don't know.
This is great. Y'all don't know how many times I done walked in on Carucci and Modern Family Marathon is on. So we love you, Sofia Vergara, and happy birthday.
Oh, I forgot, you're loafing on your woman's couch right now. We've got to move on to a possible new couple, Chris Evans and Lily James. Yes, the two were spotted over the holiday weekend. They were at a club in London, at a club, and at the same hotel. They were also seen on an ice cream date. We've reached out to reps for both Chris and Lily, but haven't heard back. I have to say, when I heard Chris and Lily, I thought it was Chris Pine, and I was about to lose my mind. As long as it's not Chris Pine, I'm Gucci.
No, these two, a lot of ladies' hearts are broken right now, because he's a very popular
Women
man.
Women love Chris team. Evans.
He's got great teeth, doesn't he? And I think it's very obvious they're hooking up already. And what I do love about paparazzi shots is it leaves so much to the imagination, especially they clocked the paparazzi, but they're there licking their ice creams in the park. And they're probably saying the most dirty things to each other because they potentially have just shared the night together. So they've got to be all PG out. And then when they're like, when we get home, I'm gonna rip that mask off you and kiss you so hard. Like, it'd just be awesome. It'd be such
well,
so good to be a
fun. I'm happy you brought up the mascot because I'm looking at the photos and I'm zooming in and I'm like, Chris is wearing a New England Patriots mask? Like, he's a Patriot fan? Is this all this time? I love Avengers, Captain America. This guy's amazing. He's incredible. I want to be like him one day, but he's a Patriot fan. So I just got to... And Justin, if you don't know, Giants and Patriots, we just don't get along. It just is what it
Ooh.
Is.
We don't go there. Oh my God, another celebrity making headlines today. Kendra Wilkinson has a brand new gig, everybody. She was just hired by Kyle Richards' husband, Mauricio Umansky, to be a real estate agent at the agency. But what do you think from her going from Playboy to real estate, and are you surprised? I have to say, I'm not really that surprised because Scott, you might not know this, but that football money ain't that long. And her ex-husband is a football player, so she got some kids to feed. She got to get this cash.
Yeah, I don't blame her at all. I mean, I'm down. I'm all for the transition. Listen, guys, I was a bank teller when I was younger. And if I showed y'all my math grades, y'all be like, bro, what are you doing behind this counter counting money? Okay, so if I can transition from being a bank teller to being on front of this camera right now talking to y'all, then Kendra can go out there and sell some houses. But if you think,
you know,
a reality,
like,
show or sometimes coming, you know, or something's coming of this from a TV perspective, definitely look forward to that.
This is a dream come true. She's got the experience. Exactly. She knows mansions. Mm-hmm. She's a great on camera. She spent many years on camera. I love when you see ex-sports players or any people you know that become real estate agents, and they're all doing those drone footages nowadays and presenting the house. But unfortunately, they can't present on camera, so they're like, welcome to 121 Sunset Boulevard. And it's really awkward. So she could open the door, get the clients in, and then he can seal the deal and make the money out of it. I think it's going to be really, really successful for him.
It's good. And you know what? She knows how to talk to an old man, and that seems to be the only people buying homes right now in L.A.
I've got a lot of questions for her. I've got a lot of questions for her.
A lot of questions.
Stay in New York. Coming up, everybody, Amy Schumer is here. We're talking about baby Jean, the moment she's not proud of, and missing her quote-unquote hoe days. Stay with us.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm sitting with Amy Schumer right now.
Yes, you are.
Oh my God.
Do become reality.
This is crazy. This is insanity. I thought 2020 was, like, you know, berserk, but now I know it's berserk that I'm sitting here with you. First off, how are you guys doing?
We're really good. You know, I think, you know, this is a heartbreaking time for a million reasons, but, you know, it's also nice we're getting to spend more time with our little baby.
Yeah. Now, you know, I go to, you know, to you for my future parenting advice. How are you going to explain 2020 to Jean? Personally, I'm just going to put on Jumanji and tell my kids this is CNN in real life.
That is, like, a really sweet idea. Well, I think we're going to probably keep it pretty real with Jean when he's old enough. You know, I did get arrested while I was pregnant with him, so he's already been arrested. And I go to a protest every morning at 10:30, and he comes with me a lot, so he'll know all about Black Lives Matter, and I hope he doesn't even believe me when I tell him how awful things were. But yeah, I mean, it's wild this year.
You know, it's crazy. I feel like you and I have a kinship, because when I heard that you were getting married and you were going to be a one-man kind of woman, I felt like I had to carry the torch that you left behind, because Trainwreck 2 needed to happen.
Right.
Do you miss those hoe days?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. Just, like, because, like, I don't have the energy for my hoe days anymore, you know? Like, listening to, like, somebody's boring stories and drinking and all night, and then you go, huh, I'm too tired. So, but, you know, there's, like, an energy about it that, of course, you miss. But now I just have to be a hoe with my husband.
Which is kind of fun.
It is nice. It is nice.
Because he'll never give me the clap. He'll never leave.
Or I'll know something's up. I go, I'll go, oh, we didn't get this from a toilet seat buster. Yeah.
Expecting Amy is coming out on HBO Max. What can we expect from this? And is there anything that you had to warn Chris about before he saw this special?
Oh, God. Well, you know, we just filmed this, you know, this doc. We didn't know if we were going to use it. And then this incredible filmmaker, Alexander Hammer, who edited Beyoncé's Homecoming, just shaped it and made it into something we were so proud of. So it's all about him. And I'm trying to convince him and his partner that they have to have a baby. But you know, Chris and I both had to kind of brace ourselves to watch this. I'm not proud of every moment of this documentary. There are some moments I'm like, ooh, could have handled that better. But Chris and I very much went into this project as a team.
That's amazing. Now, you and I, again, also have something in common. My first job was selling tampons on my high school campus.
This is something I'd like to know more about.
I made a killing because I noticed that every 28 days, all the girls in my high school would get crazy and start bumming tampons from one another. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go to Costco, I'm gonna get some Tampax, and I'm gonna sell it for like $3 over cost. And I made a killing.
You are a full genius. That is so smart. And you were profiting off the shame that you knew women were feeling. You were like, you don't have to be ashamed of me, honey. That is exactly why I partnered with Tampax. That is exactly why, because I wanted to take the shame out of it. Because we all get it. It's enough, you know? And I'm so proud, like, because Tampax wants to educate and help women to take all the myths away. And so it was like a very clear partnership. I felt so connected to Tampax, it was like weird we weren't already in a partnership.
Is it crazy that you find that so many women aren't educated about personal health?
Yeah, it was really upsetting to me. It was like something like 77% of women, like, you know, didn't really confidently know how to put a tampon in. And, I mean, no, seriously, unless you have like a cool older sister or somebody showing you, you don't know how to put a damn Tampax in. So that's why I partnered with them. And I made videos and I will show you, not on my own vagina, but you know, I just use my mouth because you got to push it in far enough. You got to
push
it in so you can't feel
and leave
it.
And leave the braid out.
Leave the braid out.
Well, everybody, your cool older sister, America, this was Amy Schumer. Thank you so much. I love you. I'm obsessed with you. And I'll see you on the set of Trainwreck 2.
Yes, you will. You will be my love interest.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Oh my God, I do not miss my hoedies.
Incredible.
I learned to love that.
My neck
that
was getting
you.
All thrown out. It gets personal around here. It gets real personal around here. Aren't you guys happy you're in relationships right now?
I am happy. I don't miss my whole days at all. And I haven't gone on a tampon run yet, so I think I'm pretty good. We're almost 3 years in. I haven't gone to the store to get any personals yet, so I'm in the clear.
Look, we don't have enough time left in this episode to talk about my relationship because I'm now to the 7th month of long distance and it's getting tough, but we're getting through it. And I'm sure we can talk about this another day. Thanks for asking, Justin.
No, we are going to talk about it another day. You guys, remember, send prayers up for Naya Rivera. Go hard for Breonna Taylor. We will see you guys here tomorrow.